Hey guys, Liam Duggan here, captain of the 4WD podcast. We're driven by the Shelter Brewing Co. and are a part of Backchat Studios. You can support us on Patreon, where you can get bonus content and episodes before everybody else. Head to patreon.com/the4WD podcast.
Hey, it's Danny Pellegrino from Everything Iconic. Ready to upgrade your style game without blowing your budget? Check out Quince. They've got all the good stuff, shirts and polos, activewear and fine leather goods, all at 50 to 80% less than other high-end brands. And the best part? They're all about safe, ethical, and responsible manufacturing. Get that luxury vibe without the luxury price tag. Hit up quince.com/upgrade for free shipping and 365-day returns on your next order. That's quince.com/upgrade.
It'd be great to see how this one performs in your eyes too, because it's another... You know, whether or not it'll be as popular as the 76, I'm not sure, or a Land Cruiser in general, but it's going to be great to see where it goes and what it can do.
Yeah, I think it's out of all the cars to test, I think this is pretty exciting because it's designed for off-road.
Yeah.
Let's see what it can do. Is there too much tech in it or is it fine?
Yep.
One thing I will say is with the tech in it, so far, every single button that we use in there is a usable button that you will find in other four wheel drives. It doesn't have those silly menus like on the new Ranger has all these menus. Yeah. It's not too bad actually on a Ranger, but on the new Defender.
Right.
When I test drove that, that was frustrating because you got like 10 different things you got to select.
So it doesn't have that.
Doesn't have that. Okay. That's what I was worried about.
User friendly.
Yeah, yeah.
Yep.
It even has a tire gauge monitor so you can monitor
the tire pressure. It comes in stock.
Yeah, comes stock, and you can monitor the temperature. So if you're driving too long with low pressures, it'll show that it's increasing in temperature, and you're like, "Yeah, I better pull over and fill them up," like you should have done in the first place. But that's a pretty cool thing. But because it has those things, there are extra steps to take when you go off roading. For example, airing down tires.
Yep,
you got to recalibrate it because otherwise it's going to send up alarms.
But
you got to know how to use all the buttons, otherwise.
Yeah.
So there are some things, but...
I think that's... Yeah. It looks like there's a bit to learn.
A lot to learn. It's not a car you can drive in and you know what to do straight away.
Yeah, okay. Yep. But in saying that, it's not all the, you know, buttons and screens and stuff. It's actually kind of... It's switches and knobs.
It's switches and knobs, but yeah, it's still electronics involved.
Yep.
And I'll be honest, it took me 20 minutes to work out how to get it. Get the center diff locked.
Right.
I could get it there, but it wasn't locking in because I had to be in motion to get it in.
Yeah.
The car had to be moving it, and that's counterintuitive to me in an automatic. And I don't normally drive cars that have all-wheel drive where you've got to lock the center.
Yep.
Normally, I'm like part-time four-wheel drive systems where you just go, all right, I want to go four-wheel driving, four-wheel drive.
Yep.
Yeah.
Yep. Righto. Well, there's a lot more to come on this. I mean, you know, you've got this for a few months now, at least, and obviously we're going to have a good look over it in that time. So,
looking forward to you driving it.
Yeah, I can't wait, mate. If we can get that to work, that's going to be awesome. I'm actually really looking forward to this one.
Yeah, it should be really good.
Yeah,
I have I want to do some rankings with you, Ronnie. Some pre predictions.
He's been quiet over there. Says he's been.
I've been listening,
putting something together.
I've been listening intently. I haven't been putting anything together, but yeah, I should have been. Where do you think? This car's going to rank amongst the cars that you've owned, Hilux 76, 78, 79, and all the other ones that you've had.
I predict it's going to rank fairly high because it's a solid axle vehicle and it's on coils, and we haven't even touched on that, but the comfort in this thing, it shits all over a leaf sprung car. Like if you drove my 76 or your 76 across some of the stuff, I drove this and I was like, I had to actually get out and look under the car and go, yeah, it's not IFS. Was it? There's some things about this car that are like, wow. But then, you know, there are some other things like I mentioned, you know, like sitting position for a very long time.
Yep.
I think this car's designed in Europe. Their distances aren't that great.
Shorter. Yep.
Distance in Australia. So it's a tug of war between those things and those phenomenally good things. It's a roller coaster experience, I have to say. Yeah. It's literally highs and lows and highs and lows. And all of a sudden you're in a low and then something happens, you're back in a high. Like, for example, the automatic gearbox in low range to start with, I was like, oh, drives a bit weird, you know? And then when I, because I was babying it around first to learn the car. Once I put my foot down and drove it like I normally drive a car, was like, okay, this is different.
Yep.
So anyone who jumps in that car for a day and thinks they know what they're talking about, they know jack shit, because I know jack shit still about this car, and I've been driving it for nearly a week.
Yep.
Hey, it's Danny Pellegrino from Everything Iconic. Ready to upgrade your style game without blowing your budget? Check out Quince. They've got all the good stuff, shirts and polos, activewear and fine leather goods, all at 50 to 80% less than other high-end brands. And the best part? They're all about safe, ethical and responsible manufacturing. Get that luxury vibe without the luxury price tag. Hit up quince.com/upgrade for free shipping and 365-day returns on your next order. That's quince.com/upgrade.